The West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. Good morning. This is Skurvo for breakfast. Great to have you along. And this week, if you weren't aware, is National Volunteer Week. And a new report reveals volunteers are essential to Australia's crisis resilience, examining the volume and breadth of volunteers that have played crucial roles in communities during national disasters and COVID-19 outbreaks. Holding us up in these times of crisis are over 1 million volunteers, of which more than 400,000 work directly in emergency response and relief. Joining me now is the CEO of Volunteering Tasmania, Lisa Szymanski. Good morning, Lisa. We had you on the show last year. Nice to be speaking to you again.
Yeah, wonderful to be talking to you, and happy National Volunteer Week.
Indeed. I love it because I've been involved in volunteering for over 20 years myself as well. I'm a member of the Lions Club down here, by the way, now. So I think I've always had a lot of time for the week and look forward to it every year. So as I said there in my intro, more than 400,000 people work directly in emergency response and relief. And I personally can't imagine what it would be like without these volunteers. Do you think we as a society take our volunteers for granted?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think that we all understand the value of volunteers. I think we all appreciate them. But they are often the invisible workforce, aren't they? The ones that don't Yep. get the attention that they may deserve. And sometimes I think it is easy for us to take for granted that there will always be people available to support our community organisations, our, like you said in your intro, our emergency events and natural disasters, as well as ongoing support through sporting clubs and through things like food relief. So I do think that we, conceptually, that we all appreciate our volunteers. I think we could do a lot more tangibly to get out there and volunteer ourselves.
Absolutely.
And also show our appreciation.
Yep, no, I agree with that. Has COVID affected the volunteer organisations positively as a whole or negative? How do you see that?
Well, we had a really interesting experience here in Tasmania, which was probably a little unique compared to the rest of the nation. As we know, our COVID experience was altogether. So we had the same enormous drop-off in volunteers as we did the lockdown from March to June. So about 70% of the volunteer workforce were actually either stood down or stood down themselves. But in the meantime, we also had a surge in volunteers that were supporting emergency food relief, community transport and Meals on Wheels, and also looking at wellbeing checks. So it was sort of a tale of two gears over COVID.
Yeah, so yeah, because the numbers obviously reflect the fact that you obviously did get a lot of recruited really well. I mean, in my 20 years of volunteer service myself, I've often seen a huge decline in volunteer numbers, and recruiting is hard. But obviously, you know, people are starting to see that, I guess, they are needed and they need to step up.
We had a lot of people step up. As we had recovery and we were so buffered in Tasmania from about June 2020 through to when the borders opened, we had really good recovery, and we had a lot of people who joined volunteering that either hadn't done it in a long while or it was their first time. And we had a lot of younger people. So we've got quite a strong renewal of our volunteer workforce. We're not quite back up to pre-COVID levels, but we've got a new type of workforce, and if I can call volunteers that, which we do rely on them to be.
Yep.
But, of course, we are always looking for more people to step in.
Mm. Younger people in the past have been reluctant to step up to the plate. Is that still an issue, or do you find that younger people too are actually getting the message?
No, we've actually found that younger people absolutely want to step in.
Isn't that great?
It would surprise you that, according to ABS stats, 15 to 17-year-olds are actually some of our most frequent volunteers. It does drop off 18 to 24, and we can all understand why. But volunteers that are younger tend to want to volunteer in different ways. So they will volunteer in much more informal ways or with their sporting clubs and in their hobbies, and often they don't recognise that what they're doing is volunteering. So we're actually running a program at the moment that recognises young people
Excellent.
And their volunteering.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, that's really good to hear. It's such positive to hear that, actually. Obviously, It's a different world we live in these days, and everything is going up and up in terms of what people have got to pay for as families, and the time and the lack of money does prevent people from volunteering. So, you know, what are some of the real benefits of volunteering, but, you know, in spite of all that?
Yeah, I think the cost aspect is a real one for both organisations and for volunteers. Volunteering isn't free. And we do need to recognise that we need to reimburse our volunteers, and organisations have to be appropriately resourced to be able to utilise volunteers. But in terms of the benefits of volunteering, you get enormous benefits. As you would know, volunteering gives so much to the person who is volunteering just through connection and through experiencing different types and different walks of life. But also it's a great pathway for people who are looking for either a new career or a change. They can sort of try different ways of experiencing their community and try different types of work through a volunteering effort and see if that's what suits them. So volunteering is a great way to explore different hobbies as well as different pathways for work.
Yep. Now, in organisations that have both paid staff and volunteers, what's the feedback in the main of how volunteers in those organisations are treated? Is it all good, or do we have still have some work to do there?
Well, we've actually done a piece of research on that recently, and we're running a panel this National Volunteer Week, an online panel at the university. So please jump on our website and register, because you can join anywhere in the state to hear exactly about this. But what we've found is that there is a high level of satisfaction in organisations, that volunteers are really appreciated within their organisations, mainly, I will say, by their direct managers and supervisors, but they feel appreciated across the organisation.
Sure.
I think we always have to keep an eye to where there might be a different or a two-tiered system, but most organisations are quite cognizant of that and try to support their volunteer workforce as they support their paid workforce.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned your website there. Is that the best place for people if they're interested in volunteering but not sure which area they should be volunteering? Is that the best way to find out the right place for them?
Absolutely. So www.volunteeringtas.org.au. And if you see a page there called For Volunteers, that will show you both a jobs board, in effect, where you can log on and look for a role in your area, but also a lot of tips on how you can reach out and find the ideal volunteering opportunity for
yep.
you. And that's the best way to start, is to contact organisations directly.
Excellent. Lisa Szymanski, thanks for your talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. There we go. That's Lisa Szymanski, the CEO of Volunteering Tasmania, joining us this morning as part of National Volunteer Week this week at 7XS.